Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of October 18th, covering Japan's revival. After years of discussions, Japan's chemical industry is finally pushing ahead with the major consolidation of its petrochemical facilities to boost competitiveness on the global stage. Among some of the Japan-centric articles contained in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business, we have one on the relationship between Japan's chemical companies and Japan's automakers. The dynamics between the two has been changing considerably, enabling chemical manufacturers to better provide solutions to complex problems. We also have an article about how more petrochemical capacity from the Middle East and China will force Japan to shut down crackers. The Japanese petrochemical industry is at a decisive stage in reinventing itself, but the country's technical skills could just give it an edge in the long run. Another Japan-centered article in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business takes a look at Japan's push of renewables. Japanese chemical companies are making big strides in developing renewable chemical processes in an effort to move away from petroleum-based production. And companies are accelerating the drive for bioplastics and increasing biodegradability on the back of government and social reform. Make sure to pick up the latest issue to find out more. In addition to all that, the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business has articles on the U.S. becoming complacent due to its abundance of natural gas. The new wave of Middle Eastern polyethylene crackers is putting pressure on European units. Nylon 6 is witnessing an upsurge in demand from Asia, and so much, much more. So make sure to pick up the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business to be up to date on these and more facts about the chemical industry. And remember, you can't just pick up ICE's Chemical Business at your newsstand. You have to subscribe. Thanks for listening, and good night.